This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I made a Fieldy reference earlier.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I know why I played this. Somebody made a mashup, and it was called Corntrit Lamar. And it took him singing song to this instrumental, and it flowed perfectly.
Oh, that might be good.
But it wasn't edited.
Just like when they did Lamar's halftime show to the safety dance, that fit.
I know. It's just like that one where those goth kids are there in that drainage ditch.
Emos.
They're sitting there dancing, and like you apply bluegrass music to it, trance music, trap music, like it all applies.
Why did no country ever cover Korn? Like Stapleton or Sturgill, anybody? This has been a good country song.
Does some really good like AC type. Older music, like classics. He sang the classics pretty well.
I know they play seven string guitars.
Jonathan Davis. Yeah.
Oh wow, I know. Well,
there's a bagpiper. Like he'll stick it in your armpit. That's what.
Yeah,
that
but
is.
Like Sinatra type stuff.
I thought that was Scott Weiland that did that.
They both kind of did it.
I don't think Jonathan Davis ever did that.
Yeah, he did. Look it up.
I bet you $1,000.
Okay, look All it right. up.
You got the grand?
Google it, fat boy.
I remember him bagpiping, but I don't like remember him doing any kind of other solo, like classical or slowed
down. I'm a big
down.
Korn fan. I think I
am too. Cream,
fairly certain.
Cobb.
I like.
I like Korn too. Probably like him more than you do.
You want to fight?
Yeah.
Because I'll throw this namaste bowl at your head.
You do have the signed lithograph on the wall, so you get a leg up.
I know. I should have took that offer that time. That dude offered me for it. It's like
because that's the original lineup. Yep. Dave's not there anymore.
Yep. And it's...
Dave left and got fat.
Big old litho that was like numbered out of 50 or something. And it cost like $200 just to get it framed. They talked me into the archival matting.
God, this guy... You know, this is before Head left and came back.
Rum buddy bo, rum bum bida, rum and rum and rum bum bida, rum buddy bo, rum bum bida.
Oh, I did it my way.
Never see the light.
Seriously.
Who wants to
Stands
see.
The Test of Time is my favorite concert experience of my life.
Korn and Rob Zombie, that tour was wild.
Korn and Rob Zombie at the Bottle Center.
Women in the cage, people acting all crazy.
It was a time when
there's probably drugs going on in that.
It's
show.
The days of Spike TV and Girls Gone Wild.
God,
wow! All right,
all that devil worshiping music in one place. That's what it was. Let's be honest.
There's no devil worshiping here.
You're not the right. Like,
what are you summoning, Jonathan? Hey, man, don't look at me. I'm not weird. I just collect murder memorabilia.
What are you devil chanting?
I got the Sharon Tate door. All right. Is that our girl?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
You ready?
I like people of their word. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry, we were just playing a little corn there, remembering the old days when, you know, life didn't have as many situations going on. You could just go have a good time.
No bills.
Didn't have to worry about, you know, getting canceled or
chasing the stuff around.
Doxed or, you know, all that stuff.
I feel that.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sure you heard this maybe if you caught the entire show yesterday. I know that you had called and then I know you emailed and we said, you know, we've got the All Advice show coming up. So we kind of teased the fact that you cannot control your dreams. Everyone, I see no one on the text or online saying, oh, I can. I mean, there's those people that are saying that they can remote view. I think y'all are on drugs that say that. I don't think you can sit there and say, yeah, I want to end up on Mars right now. And then you end up there. I don't believe in that. So what's up, Mackenzie? Lay this out for everybody. This is something else.
Yeah. So
just tell us about you. Tell us about this dream and all that stuff.
Okay. So I'm from New Jersey. But
we'll keep you on. We'll still talk to you.
How you doing?
Well, I'm actually here in South Carolina, upstate, you know, working for 6 months now, and I go home in June, so I'm only here for a little bit for work.
You're in the automobile industry?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, I mean, if somebody's working in the upstate for 6 months, then they're going back to the home, and I know where BMW's headquarters are. But I ain't going to say nothing, though.
Oh, okay.
We all fam in the club.
Yeah, that's cool though. Okay, so all right, so what's the old advice that you need? I know it has to do with the dream. That's all that I do know.
Yeah, so I've been obsessed with your show since, you know, being down here, so I really hope you can help me out. Awesome. I just love you guys, so thanks for taking my call. Yeah. And yeah, really hope you can help me out, and
that's,
you know,
what we're here for.
Me.
And we say, am I talking too much? I'm just saying it's a judgment-free zone, just like the gym. It is. Yep. I mean, we might judge a little bit, you know, Paige, but generally speaking, we will not. So tell us about the dream, and let's see what everybody says, what they would do, because I don't know.
Okay. So last summer, I had a dream, a very, very lucid dream. It was sexual, very erotic, like way too real.
Oh, Fat Boy, if you would.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, good. Same wavelengths, Paige. Yeah. You just witnessed that happen. You see the lightning go back and forth between our heads. Give us 1 second, Mackenzie.
Okay.
You're talking about your sexy dream.
Let me try this one right here.
Let's see if we can get this ready. All right, there's the sexy music. All right, go on, Mackenzie.
Okay, this isn't good, though.
It's not good. What do you mean? You don't like this song? What's the problem?
This is our sexy song.
Okay, well, the problem was it was about my uncle.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hold on, man.
Hang on a second.
For real, I made a mess.
Wow.
Mackenzie.
Like, for real, I am sorry. Did I get on your purse page?
Think you're going to owe me another Louis Vuitton.
No, she got a cooch.
God bless.
She got a cooch bag, not cooch.
Hold up.
That's a Jockey Lot bag.
I just shot.
Gucci, not Gucci.
I just shot ginger ale. Ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Out. I am fit to be tied right now, baby. I was not expecting that.
Oh, you objectified her.
I am sorry. Wow. Oh boy.
That is a little unorthodox, you could say.
You're what now?
My dad's brother. Yeah. I had this full blown, crazy, very inappropriate, dirty dream where I seduced him at the cabin in the Catskills.
God. The Catskill. Oh yeah, Jersey. Okay.
Mackenzie.
Now are we talking about like accidentally, like you kissed a cousin at a party awkward, or was it like that whole Southern Gothic novel awkward?
Like, I might need to go to therapy awkward.
Oops, I fell on your penis.
What?
Oh, that'd be an accident.
Wow.
There's so much going on right now.
Okay.
But like, here's the thing. I've never thought of him like this before, ever. Yeah. Like, he's 53 or 54, married, totally normal guy, and I've had this dream now multiple times.
God, I'm so spent right now. I was not, you know what, well, what I thought was worse, I think. I think what I thought was worse. I will never reveal that to anyone. All right, so.
Oh, tell me during the break, please.
You'll think less of me. Even more, I'll be at a negative then.
Impossible.
All right, how, oh, like, do you watch like Step Uncle porn on the hub or something?
No, no, I don't even know where this came from, but it gets worse.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
Go tag his aunt in, or your aunt.
I saw him at Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas over the holidays, and I was absolutely disgusted. Like, I felt physically sick when he hugged me. I shuddered. Like, he was some kind of creep, even though he did nothing wrong.
Oh, my God. Okay. Man, that's bad. I'm still cleaning up ginger ale.
Yeah.
So you had these dreams.
You'll never
I'm
see
trying
him.
To wrap my mind around this. You had these dreams about someone that you never thought of in that way, and they freaked you out. And now when you see him, you're reacting like, even though you seduced him in the dreams, you're acting like he did something, right. Even though he's innocent.
Yeah, exactly. And now I have to see him again in 2 weeks for my aunt, you know, his wife's 50th birthday party. Oh, nice. And I don't know how to cope. Like, I can't tell anyone, obviously. So what do I do?
Dreams are weird.
Yeah.
It's like your brain is like this drunk director pulling random people out of your memories and casting them like in the stupidest movies ever. And I've sex dreamed about people that I never thought of that way. But when I saw them, I had like the butterflies in my stomach, not the opposite of what you're saying.
So are you saying I'm not secretly attracted to my uncle?
I mean, think your subconscious is just a freak. Like, I think it doesn't mean you like actually want him. It probably means like your brain's trolling you. Like, the problem is you've now attached shame to it and your body's reacting like it's actually guilty of something.
Or maybe it's a metaphor for you wanting a man kind of like that. Like, he is of his character, but it's not a sexual dream. I don't know.
Do you, like, find his, see, you're cringing, though. My therapist says this, and I don't know, well, you made a reference to therapy. I don't know if you're serious or not, but you got to rewire the association. Like, how I'm doing with the sadness about, like, missing my dad. Right now, when you see your uncle, what is his name, by the way?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, that probably makes sense. So when you see Uncle Jeremy and you're flashing back to the dream, that's Fat Boy's real name. So instead, you need to replace the thought. Like, next time you see him, immediately picture him doing something like real unsexy. Like, he's cleaning a toilet or getting, like, some kid threw a frisbee and hit him in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, something that
actually might help.
You got to rewire the connection.
Or you can, you know, just like go all in and imagine him with hemorrhoids, you know. There's no way he's going to. Like,
oh, my gosh. No. Ew.
Hey, you needed a cure. We gave you that. And, but, like, you can't control your dreams. Your dreams don't define you. Just treat it like it's a bad acid trip and just try to get on with it. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. I could see.
Yeah, no, that actually makes me feel a little better. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, anytime. And if you dream about me next, you better buy me a drink first. Is that a deal?
Okay, deal.
All right. Very good.
That's
all right.
Strange.
God, I mean, okay.
I don't think I've ever dreamt about my relatives.
I don't want to throw anything out there. Somehow the uncle finds out and he's like, hey, now, I didn't know there was a little something here.
Well, oh, man. I would avoid the eye contact with the uncle when you go back to Jersey. And when you go back for good or whatever, like, go up and tell everybody up there to listen to us, too.
Okay, I will. Okay. I will. But, right. Yeah, I can't call back and talk about this.
BMW for life. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thanks.
Have a good morning.
Don't look at his bulge.
Oh, Lord.
I think that was one of our best solid advice right there.
That was the weirdest call
we've
ever gotten.
Don't look at him.
For.
Don't avoid him. I mean,
that is not. I'm going to write down.
You
what
can't
I
avoid him. I think there's probably something else that just forget the dream ever happened.
That's what I thought it was going to be. And that would have been...
Oh, God.
Like, could you, and I'm not going to say it on the radio, and I know I'm doing you a disservice right now by even... But just...
You would have had like 4 years.
Well, I mean...
It's too close.
It's just like, you can't control your dreams. What if you had that? Or what if you had it like about your own dad?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Like, you can't... Like, your brain is like...
Something wrong with you.
Wow. Not necessarily, though. Like, that's what my... My therapist said you just, not about sex dreams, but like with bad associations of time. Or like, you know, when, again, I hate to take it in this road, but like one thing that I continue to struggle with is missing my dad. He's been dead for 16 years. But when I think about him, I get sad. So his legacy becomes sadness. No. Like, so now I have to remind myself, and it's a real cognitive thing you have to do, but to when I feel that missing thing, think of all them funny times. Yeah. Think of what makes me miss him. Rewire and I start to smile then. And it does become a legacy of sadness. It becomes one of celebration and thank God for the time you did.
And you can't help it. Some of the, there's things around you that would trigger the feelings, and you just have to remove those things that would make
now, if I had a dream
triggers.
I was doing my daddy, that'd be weird.
That would be awful.
That'd be weird.
Just even hearing
see
it.
That.
He would hate me.
Well, you would hate yourself.
Is
this inappropriate?
Like, yeah, like, and I can see what she's saying. I know we got to go. But, like, where does that come from? Where does that come from? Where does that come from?
Nobody that's so something happened. Solve problems, and maybe there's something in her past that she needs to get into.
She see him naked at some point by accident, or
sorry.
People are jumping all over this thing, and it's some regression stuff. I don't necessarily believe that.
Has he been working out and he's hot now?
Yeah. All right.
Do you get hair plugs? I mean, what happened? Something happened.
Some kind of plug. 1-800-BIG-X. 1-800-774-0093. Your calls, y'all advice show next. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sigh. Ken.
Hi, Ken. My name is Alicia Patel, and I'm applying for the job as a secretary at your...
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good. Yes. Are you here in Fort Myers?
Yeah, I just moved here.
Oh, okay. Great, great. Where are you coming from?
Jacksonville. Have you ever heard of Jacksonville?
Of course, Jacksonville. I know very well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Well, do you have experience in radio or...
None at all, but I like to listen to it.
That's not important. That's good. That is very good, because you're going to hear a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I going to have fun?
It may not be quite as much fun as you may imagine. It's a lot of work, but we have a lot of fun here, yeah.
So I don't have a lot of secretarial experience because...
Oh, uh-huh.
Ken, I was going to tech for a while, and I kind of got a better offer working as an exotic dancer. But I can...
Oh.
I can type a little.
Okay, well, mostly what we're looking for is someone who's conscientious and willing to learn, and that's important. So this may work out. Do you want to come in? We can get a look at you, meet you face-to-face. We could have you in when it's convenient for you. When are you available?
Well, I just quit working at the club, and I was going to take these implants out because I've got really big boobs, and it may be kind of weird, but I'm going to take them out soon. Is that a problem?
Of course not. That's whatever you want to do. That's a personal decision. I wouldn't have anything to do with that. But why don't you come in and we could, talk about, what the position holds and see if this could work out. You seem to have a nice voice.
You sound cute. Can I call you Kenny?
Well, okay, I guess that's fine. That's the most important thing, is sounding good on the phone, and that we do. You have done some. You have some computer skills, I take it.
I have friends that own computers.
Okay. All right. This sounds good. Maybe we can make an appointment with you to come in. Are you available maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm single. Are you married, Ken?
No, I'm not.
Kenny?
I'm not married.
So who's the prettiest girl in the office? Would I be the prettiest girl in the office?
Well, you know what? It sounds like you just might be, yeah.
I'm blushing. I have to tell you, of all the things that I do, and I get kind of flustered answering the phone. Is that going to be a problem? And I'm not a really good typer, and I really don't know how to alphabetize or anything like that. And I just take a little dictation every once in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, Kenny.
It is good.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I'm telling you, you are going to be in a lot of trouble, Buster.
Buster?
Buster.
Yeah, because I...
What happened to your wife, dude?
Oh, man, why don't you learn how to read a book?
Ooh.
And why don't you get off the sauce? Yeah. Good riddance.
We'll talk to you here soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, speaking of the pavilion at Myrtle Beach. Let's see what year this came out.
So I don't know.
Well, I'm going to look it up.
82. I'll say 82.
Fucking move to me.
Uh, 1980.
Son of a bitch.
And I remember that from my childhood at the pavilion. First place I ever heard it, on the Caterpillar.
Oh, yeah.
Because the guy's like, who wants to go backwards?
Who wants to go faster?
Shout out to the Harris boy from Wade Hampton who's going to find a wallet in here.
He's sitting on a wallet right now, but his parents, who are Christians, are going to make him turn it in.
Oh, no.
And just 5 minutes before the young man would be able to take it. He's going to get claimed.
Do you think Diddy would have changed his answer if there were more money in there?
No, if my mom hadn't been there,
he would have
changed his answer.
I wonder if she would have changed.
Literally a wallet with no ID inside.
She wouldn't have changed because of the Whopper. She gave the Whopper back.
She threw the Whopper
away.
What
it was. She wanted to give it back.
What?
They
you know
can't
what I said to
back.
That's a crime.
Ooh. Oh, wrong one. Damn it. Yeah. Yeah, it was a test from the devil.
Because that's why you threw the Whopper away?
She said she was afraid the Lord would choke her on the Whopper if she ate it because it was in the bag and she didn't pay for it. So she threw it away.
Mama, let me get a bite before you throw it away.
It's got an onion on it. You didn't like me. That's why I'm not giving it to this homeless man here.
It's got mayonnaise in it.
No one claimed the Whopper.
Like, bring back saxophones, man. Saxophones and horns and songs.
It's so
fun.
Sexy.
So sexy.
Yeah, what's worked out for Kenny G so far?
I like a sexy
long career.
Man.
Here's the part I was
Chris
thinking
about. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. What a treasure.
What a good show.
I don't like his politics, but I like his music.
He'll tell you he'll forget some of the words of his songs, but still, he plays the hits.
People remember it, so he can catch up.
Yeah. Vince Neil hasn't sung the lyrics in like 20 years.
Remember he had River of Dreams and then nothing else until like a couple years ago. It was like damn near, 30-year gap in music.
Yeah, that was right around the same time as We Didn't Start the Fire.
It was always burning since the world was turning.
Yeah. Which was nothing more than like a name drop song.
That's the one he says he can't remember.
Well, I can see that. I mean, that was like, it was a just name drop song. It's like, it sounds like a Kenny Chesney song when he talks about Johnny and Hank and Merle.
Yeah, that's why he needs a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Unless you're like
they improv it anyway, right? Like, they get, don't you get tired of singing the same songs every night? So they'll work in a little Easter egg here or there.
You know, they, I don't know anymore. I know that a lot of the older bands will go on and call it on the stage, where they're like, we don't have a set list, we're just gonna play it as it goes. But I'm like, God, that would annoy me as a member of the band. I don't want to sit here and not be prepared. Like, what, we're going to do a fast one? We're going to do a slow one? Can I get a smoke during this one? No.
Yeah. Let me make sure you work in all the hits.
Hey, please. Guys, I got to take a dunk. Can we do the drum solo for 20 minutes?
They generally keep to whatever their list is, because when they come back, there's four songs, and you got to play the big ones in the encore.
That's what I feel like Anthony did when I saw Chili Peppers. He ran off stage for a bit, and you see Flea's talking to the crowd and playing, doing his little solo. I'm like, is Anthony taking a dunk? Or is there a girl back there that's 18?
A girl back there performing various things, a little key bump or something.
Then we'll go to Chad. Chad to do his little, this is when Klinghoffer mm-hmm. was still the band, so he'll play a little guitar. Like, okay, everybody's going to work it in.
Everybody's got their solo.
All right, so we're
at least getting naked.
We're against a little time wall here.
Some socks.
We got a good email that that I'd like to read that has to do with advice.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a good solid five.
The subject is, am I reacting or is this really weird? Hey, Rise Guys, I never thought I'd be writing in, but after hearing that call about the uncle dream, I figured, yeah, this might be the only place I can actually get advice on this. So here's the deal. Sounds like Bubba the Love Sponge.
Here's the deal, kid.
I recently found out my boyfriend has a Tinder account where he pretends to be a lesbian to talk to women. It's just to, quote, get in a woman's head, since he never had a relationship with his mother, has no sisters, and works with all men. He even showed me the messages, and I didn't see anything inappropriate, just conversations about feelings, relationships, and expectations of. So I don't think he's cheating, but I can't shake the ick factor. Is this an innocent, if bizarre, way to learn about women? Or is this a giant red-ass flag that I need to avoid? Help me out, guys. I need to know if I'm overreacting or if this is just as unsettling as it feels. Thanks, and in all caps, please don't say my name. Well, Janet, thanks.
Jano.
No, it was not Janet.
That seems like a real easy answer, right? Anytime you have to impersonate somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah, but
creepy.
What about the pedophile stalker thing, those justice warriors or whatever?
Oh, that they entrap people on Facebook?
Yeah.
With the pictures. Why do you have pictures of naked underage girls to use against people? That's weird too, right?
Like, yeah, but probably even with like AI, they're probably making AI pictures now, and then that's even weird. Like,
yeah.
You're fueling the thing. This guy is... I mean, my real opinion is you're falling for what he's saying.
You don't want to learn any answers that way, right?
I mean, you could read a book. You could go on Reddit and spend a couple hours, or you could just like, I don't know what. I mean, that's the most. Don't be that gullible girl, Paige. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, if
do you think a man would do that? Just learn about women and how to handle a relationship because he didn't
through
have a
Tinder,
woman? Right?
That's. There's something underneath that. That's deviant.
I mean, that's behavior. Not where it stops.
What if he's going to turn out to be a trans person, genderist, whatever it is.
Guy, like, you never know.
You never know.
Plus, you get farther into it. Let me try this on other social medias.
What is his motivation to learn about women? What does he want to learn about women through Tinder that you're not going to learn by becoming friends with people to learn about women?
Even if it's like sexual stuff, do it the old-fashioned way. I'm not talking about missionary. I'm talking about like...
Ask your buddies what to do.
No, you don't ask. No, that sounds weird.
Well.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, when it comes to various little things, you try it. If she responds in a way that she's enjoyed it, great. If she pushes the old head away, up here on the shoulder.
Pushes your head away.
Or says, no, I'm not into that. Or uh-huh. No, I will not do that. Then you're like, all right.
So
she don't like that.
So basically,
I bet it does tickle.
The
understand.
Boyfriend is sitting there talking dirty to these girls and masturbating to some girls by having some nasty conversation. That's no deviant whatsoever.
Like, I read this in Woman's World. This is what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's
also,
fine.
You can delete messages on there. So he just showed you what he wanted you to see.
I read this in Red Book. It says you would enjoy this. So that's why I'm going to try it.
Right. Okay.
Southern Living
Red Book. Click. Next.
Reader's Digest said you would have an organism for sure.
Right.
If I tried this. Uh-huh. It's called the minivan, two in the front, five in the back.
Right. They said that I'm supposed to act like I'm saying, come here. Is that the secret? Yeah. Is that what's in the book, The Secret Pages, that show you how to please a woman?
Yes. Wiggle it.
Make it look like your tongue's got bronies.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Like a cow. Just buy a cow tongue.
Can you touch your nose with your tongue?
No, I have a real short tongue. She could touch her nose with hers. Like if you're...
You're not going to get this 5 cents,
what,
buddy.
What, fat boy? I want to hear it.
Well, I was thinking, like, you know, if you're a well-endowed woman, do you spend a lot of time kind of, you know, pleasuring yourself? I could have just asked Paige.
No. I mean, not.
Let's just say if
like
I can.
Like, I'm not driving down the road going, hey, I think I'll touch myself there.
No, I mean,
you don't hit like a speed bump and it turns you on?
Oh, my gosh. No, never.
She's going full on method right now.
She really does. I'm saying if I had a huge elbow and I could easily lick it myself.
Like, you would. What? I've seen it.
God, did that go by itself?
No, I pressed it.
Oh, okay, I didn't see your arms move. Your arms.
That's an interesting.
I could have bought.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's say those two big elbows were up here.
It's a lot.
And they had nipples.
And I could bend my elbow?
Like, would you?
If I could and I that got
if
me
you
off,
could.
Yes.
Can you? If you can do it, nobody can.
Can you?
Yes.
Do you or have you is the question.
Yeah, like you just,
I have for
you want us to turn someone, we'll turn away.
Like a party trick?
I'm looking away. Try.
I did that for someone else's enjoyment.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
God, can we guess who it was?
No.
No.
No. No, not after the
you know what?
I'd say it was one, previous
I'm not thing. Doing anything.
I'd say it was one of her friends. Probably. You know how girls are
no,
in front of each other.
It was
or a former boss. Or a previous boss.
Eric Roberts.
It was Eric Roberts, wasn't
God,
it?
No. I didn't get no.
God, man, the
kind
stuff
of a
she's
workout.
Done. I don't like back and forth all of them.
All right. We're going to try to quit intimidating. I mean,
there was a person that used to like to watch me pleasure myself.
It was an old boss, wasn't it?
No. It was a husband.
Oh. Not a former Olympian.
No, it was a husband.
Well, it's not that hot when you're already married and doing it. I
Why
was thinking
is that not hot?
Bull crap. I think, in fact, she still does that while you're... That's like... That's strong right there, man.
You two are the same ilk as far as that stuff goes. It's like, I feel like you see Massey's intimacy from a female's point of view more so than...
If one is kinky and the other isn't kinky.
That's why I've been called the best at
work.
It. I'm best in the world. I'm the goat of sex.
You go goat of sex.
He's got the trophy. I saw it.
It should be a goat. It should be like a ram. You know,
ram
of sex.
I tried to do a sexy goat for you, and it sounded pathetic.
You shouldn't do a goat.
Oh, no,
good morning, everybody.
Bye.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.